And you're listening to the Texas Standard. Women only make up about 20% of the worldwide oil and gas workforce. That's according to a 2017 study by the Boston Consulting Group and the World Petroleum Council. And so it's little wonder sometimes a drilling rig can be an uncomfortable place for a woman, uncomfortable in many senses of that word. You see, coveralls, the one-piece garment that roughnecks wear, are typically made with a man's body in mind. And that's a problem that Tennille Buckner set out to fix. She's the chief customer officer at RPS Manufacturing Solutions, located just outside of Lubbock, which recently developed coveralls made just for women. Tennille, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about how this first got on your radar and why this is such an important problem to solve.
We at RPS Solutions manufacture and sell direct to end users all things PPE, or personal protective equipment. We came along a very important client called Halliburton, and they were seeking better recruitment of female employees, retention of these employees out in the field, because as we know, it's hard to be a female sometimes in a man-focused environment in industrial safety, and then also workplace diversity, where they were trying to get these women to feel very inclusive and invited into those sometimes tough environments.
Well, let's stop right there, because I wasn't clear that coveralls really had a gender. They're not particularly flattering, I think. I think of coveralls not being particularly flattering, but how is this an issue for women?
So right now, there are a couple women's coveralls out in the market, but basically what those patterns do is just shrink down the men's kind of more boxy cut and style. Essentially, instead of making things that are curve-friendly and or cutting down the legs to be able to match women's differing heights, or to give them something that's more flattering in a collar, or give them something that is adjustable in the waist to be able to allow them to fit more snug or more loose, they're just taking a men's coverall that's very, very boxy, wide in the shoulders, obviously, for men, and very, very long, and shrinking it down. And unfortunately, what that does is it just allows us as women to, for it just to fit a little bit more snug, but not to really allow us to have that feminine feel, to have that function that we want, and for it to feel a little bit fashionable.
Okay. Wow. A little bit fashionable. I wouldn't have thought that that would be a factor. Why is that a factor if you're doing these sorts of this sort of job?
Well, for those that may not understand, the people that are in oil and gas, specifically in drilling, have worked very hard in their career to choose this as a profession, and they want to have pride in their profession. And so gone are the days of kind of roughneck trash, and here are the days where people want to be respected for their chosen profession. And so just like you or I, when we put on our clothes in the mornings, we want to feel good about what we have on, and we want to have that personal pride in going to work. And when you have to put on something that looks like overgrown men's pajamas and go to work and feel good about yourself, that can make for a challenging day.
Touche. I like that. I like that response. That was really interesting. So what was the trickiest part about getting the design of these coveralls right?
And the trickiest part is different body types. So as we all know, it's not every one pair of jeans fits the same across, you know, every different type of body. Me being probably a size 12 or 14, I'm not going to be able to wear the same size jeans as a coworker who's a size 2 or 4. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to feel the same in those jeans. One of us is going to feel a little uncomfortable. So what we did was we actually partnered with the best expertise in our backyard, which is at Texas Tech University, with Dr. Sue, and she's the director of the apparel design and manufacturing department.
Okay.
And we brought in several of Halliburton's employees, as well as people from our community of different body types and heights.
Oh, interesting.
And we put them in a 360-degree body camera scanning device, and they were able to get in there. We scan their body. We understand what those different patterns need to be able to adjust to different body types. And then we asked and actually queried the people coming out of there, what would you like to see in terms of a workplace uniform, knowing what you know about your body type?
Boy, you guys could do this for the Army, it sounds like. I mean, this is pretty sophisticated approach to the issue. What sort of feedback have you gotten so far?
Amazing feedback. We're definitely in the early stages of launching this program. Less than 1,000 coveralls have actually been made and distributed to the Halliburton workforce. But I will tell you, as word gets out, all of the women are calling us in order to get these newly designed coveralls so that they can really go out there and share just kind of their message of that women are welcome in the workforce too in industrial applications.
Well, certainly, there are a lot of help wanted signs out there in the oil fields these days. Tennille Buckner is probably going to be putting clothes on a lot of those new employees. She's Chief Customer Officer at RPS Manufacturing Solutions in Wolfert, that's just outside of Lubbock. Tennille, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.